My name is Ciara Croffey. I'm from Ballinasloe and I'm involved with the Ballinasloe Fair and Festival Committee. The reason that we're making this video and podcast is to commemorate the 300 year anniversary of the patent of the fair. The original patent goes back to roughly around 1722, and this is obviously 2022, so we're celebrating the 300 years. So in 2018, we started working with Maria Mannion, who's the heritage officer in Galway County Council. And we said to Maria, we'd love to kind of capture stories and people that come to the fair, because there's a huge variation and variety of people that come to the fair every single year. And we wanted to capture their stories and their tales. And we titled this Tales of the Fair. And all the people that come from all over Ireland and really all over the world, we want to capture their stories and present them and preserve them for future generations at this key milestone of the fair. This video and podcast are to record people's memories of the fairs, because it's very important to record these memories, people that have remembered the fair back in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, because the fair has changed a lot and it's changing now again. And the video, you'll hear from people that have great memories of their childhood and their memories of the fair, both from Ballinasloe here, people from the travelling community, people that were businesses here in the town, people that came from the hinterland in to see the fair. As someone said earlier, they only got to go to Ballinasloe once a year, and that was on Country Fair Day. They wouldn't see Ballinasloe again for the whole 12 months of the year. There's also people from all over Ireland that come to the fair religiously every year. They wouldn't miss the fair, and they come every single year. And I suppose we're talking to them people about what it means to them. Sometimes people in Ballinasloe maybe don't appreciate the national and international importance of this event to the town. We're also hearing in the video from people that have travelled from abroad. There's a huge group of people that come from all over Europe and all from the UK that come religiously to the fair every year. And we're hearing from them people of what it means to them, the spectacle, that they've never seen anything like this. They've travelled the world and they've never seen anything like what we have here in Ballinasloe. And that fair green up there in other towns, they've been concreted over and they no longer exist. But we've maintained that beautiful open space in the centre of our town. And every year it comes alive with horses, fun fairs, music, dance, entertainment, people having the crack, people buying and selling horses in the way that it was done hundreds and hundreds of years ago. And we're maintaining that for future generations. And I hope that this video will just commemorate the 300 years. And please God, the fair will be here again in another 300 years. The history of the fair, like, as I said, it's a huge part of the town's history. It's an international horse fair. So there's fairs in other parts of the country that are local to their areas. But this fair has European importance, and it goes back. The French are involved in it. There's great history with the French armies coming here to buy their horses for their armies. The British armies, because it had the King's patent, so all the British armies would have come here to buy their horses. And that was right up until the 40s that happened. It was a meeting place because Ballinasloe was really at the centre of Ireland, and it was a melting pot for all peoples of all the counties around this area. Roscommon, there's a great tradition of people coming from Roscommon, Westmeath, to support the fair here in Ballinasloe. And it was a trading place for stock, animals, horses, sheep, cattle, but it was also a great meeting place of families and communities. And I think there was many a matchmaking happened at the fair as well. Many a couple went away getting married out of a meeting, having met at the fair. The fair, all through the years, have been important to the business people of this town. You know, whether you own a pub, whether you have a supermarket, a shop, a drapery business, it's an important part. It's our race week of Galway. It's our time to, you know, new people come into this town, there's great footfall, and it's a really important economic driver to the businesses of this town and hinterland. And its effects can be felt for months afterwards. As a child, I remember we had a business in town, and we would always say that it was, you know, Fair Week was an important week for the cash flow of any business in the town. But then back in the 50s, people of the town came together and started organising a festival. So that's how the fair and festival grew up. So back in the 50s, they started putting on dances and bands and music, and they had a thing called the King of the Fair, which people from would sell tickets, and whoever sold the most tickets then would be crowned King of the Fair. And that's where, like, the great song that Brendan Shine sings about the theatre and the atmosphere of the town. So there was the trading of the horses on the streets and on the fair green, the sheep sales, the cattle sales, but then there was the whole festival. And as part of our committee, we continue that tradition. And we have a brilliant festival now that has grown up alongside the fair. Everything from the fantastic fireworks display on the Friday night, to jiving competitions on the street, to dog shows, arts and crafts for children, fashion shows, cookery demonstrations, a brilliant lineup of live entertainment, which is all free of charge for the people of the town and people that come to visit the town. So we're very proud of the festival side of the event. And it really, the second weekend in particular, has grown into a weekend where people from everyone really from the Banlaslow area, they come back if they've gone away, they all come back to join in the fun of the second weekend, which is traditionally known as Country Fair Day. The sponsors are so important to be able to run the event, because without the sponsorship of local businesses, we could not run such a dynamic and fantastic festival that runs alongside Fair Week. And I'd also like to acknowledge working with Galway County Council over the years, like Galway County Council have come on board more and more each year, and they see the significance of the event, and they need to be credited with coming on board and helping us with the health and safety side of it and the whole traffic management, the event management of it, because it's hugely important that this is a safe event for all people. And the other organisation that I would really like to acknowledge is the ISPCA. This is an event where, like, every walk of people come to it. There's every type of animal up there. And yes, there will always be an animal welfare. And that's hugely important to us, that we maintain good safety standards for all animals that attend the horse fair. And the ISPCA, in conjunction with them, we work very closely. And this year now, for example, there will be 7 ISPCA officers attending the fair to make sure that any welfare concerns of any animal is addressed properly and appropriately and is followed up, because it is hugely important that that is maintained and highlighted. The fair is very special. I think, to me, over the years, being involved in the committee and, you know, being from the town here, I've met so many people and met so many friends from all over the country that come year on year, and they have the welcome of the world when they see you. Like, it's like long lost friends that you haven't seen, even though, like, we wouldn't be friends, but we just meet at the fair. And, like, you know, you build those friendships from people from Clare, from Cork, from Limerick, from the north of Ireland in particular. There's so many people that come here religiously every single year. And over the years, you get to know those people, and they are like family coming back once a year to meet them at the fair. And you look at when the fair is over and the trading is done, you might head down the town, you might go for a few pints and sing a few songs in one of the local pubs. And that's a great tradition as well. And it's what people love about the fair. My mother would have a B&B for years, and she's retired from it now. But the people that came, they still come and they still stay in our house. They come from Wales every year, and they would never miss a fair. Like, there's 2 brothers, a husband and wife, and their daughter and son, and they come every year. And, like, even though my mum doesn't do B&B anymore, they still come and stay with us for that weekend, because they wouldn't miss the fair. And that just shows you what it means to people from all over the world. So what a special event it is. And I think, really, going forward, President Michael D. Higgins came here in 2018, and he gave a beautiful speech. And I'd encourage people to listen to the speech that he gave, because he talked about the democracy of the horse. He talked about all the people that attend the fair. And he said, like, in other towns, these fairs have died out. This is a dynamic fair. It's still an important economic driver, but it's also a spectacular event that, like, you won't see anywhere else in the world. So, and he encouraged us as a town and as a committee to embrace the fair and to look for UNESCO status. And that's something we're going to do as a committee. And we've already started that process. We appreciate it's a long process. It'll take a long time. But it's something, I think, working with the state authorities, working with the likes of Fáilte Ireland, the Hidden Heartlands, the likes of Maria Mannion, who I would very much like to acknowledge. She's been so supportive and helpful over the years. She works with Galway County Council. But Maria has been such an encouragement to me personally and helping record the history and the heritage of the fair, whether that's the written history, the folklore. And, you know, we've done a lot of things over the years, and that's all building towards getting the recognition that we need for the Banlaslow Horse Fair.